Today we consider one of the most well-known characters in the Bible, a man named Moses. From Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23, it says, "By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict." So obviously Moses did not have part in the hiding away of himself as a baby, but his parents did, and it was by faith that they did this. Well, wouldn't anyone want to? Well, yes. But think about the consequences that they personally could have faced. I have no doubt that both of them, if not the whole family, would have been put to death, for Pharaoh apparently didn't bat an eye about killing, and he would have wanted to squash all ideas of rebellion to his commands of killing all the Israelite boys. So what I think we can really pick up here is God's sovereignty. And all the parents would have desired to protect their babies, but Moses' parents, they obeyed. They protected life. They had a trust in God, and they took action upon it. They actually did what some other parents did not do. And verse 24 says, "By faith Moses, when he had grown up." So now we see a jump ahead in the story to Moses. Having grown up, we see how God used this baby, once on death row, once floating down a river in a basket, and then landing in the family of Pharaoh. What did his life look like? And we'll notice a few things. Number one, he found his identity in who God said he was and his promises. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 25, choosing rather to endure ill treatment, with the people of God than to enjoy passing pleasures of sin. So he refused to live the lifestyle of an individual in Pharaoh's family, which would have been an incredibly sinful life of sinful pleasures. He considered the reproach of Christ greater than the riches, than the treasures of Egypt. So we see he looked forward to the riches of Christ, which we spoke of last week. They far outweigh any treasure that this world could afford. Yes, a life of following after the Messiah comes with reproach and suffering, but it is worth it. Why? Because he was looking forward to a reward. Number two, Moses feared God rather than man. By faith, verse 27, he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. In other words, he was looking forward to the promises of God. Number three, Moses obeyed according to God's commands. By faith, verse 28, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. Another truth is Moses saw God's deliverance and promise fulfilled. Verse 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through on dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. God fulfilled his promise of delivering Israel into the promised land. Though he himself did not enter into that promised land, Moses was able to see God's deliverance and their journey up to the point of entering the promised land. Why? Because he obeyed God. Let me quickly review those things that were mentioned. He found his identity in who God said he was and in God's promises. Number one. Number two, Moses feared God rather than man. Number three, Moses obeyed God according to his commands. And number four, Moses saw God's deliverance and promise fulfilled. Note one contrast, though. Note the contrast of the Egyptians. When they attempted that which Moses did, they were drowned. See, the Egyptians are a vast contrast, or stark contrast, to Moses and to the Israelites. They did not have faith. They did not have obedience. They opposed God and his people. And when they tried a feat, which the Israelites did by faith, they died and were judged by God. You see, a life separate of faith results in condemnation. You see, so many people in these days trying to please God by their actions, trying to please God by religion, or doing this or doing that, but they're not doing it in accordance by faith, according to the scriptures. And it makes my heart heavy to say this, but every person who does not have faith in Christ as their Lord and Savior will undergo destruction, just as the Egyptians, but in eternal fire, in the eternal lake. Therefore, place your trust and faith in the Lord. Place your faith in Jesus Christ. Have a life of faith.